Good morning to you all. Welcome to our service of worship. Unfortunately, you didn't get the loud microphone blast the way they did at 8 o'clock. Today, we have Pastor Eric and Lynn away on vacation, but we are very blessed to have some good people filling in. We have Matt Pardee, who is with H2O Ministries, and he'll share more about that. A longtime mission partner, he's been with us before, and we're delighted to hear from him again today, as well as having Jeannie Greenwald helping us with the piano. Thank you to both of you. Point out to you that we do have a meeting for Vacation Bible School volunteers tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock in the chapel. And just an update from Kajiao Children's Home. Ruth is still in the hospital, but they do have her up walking with assistance. So she's making good progress, and we praise God for that. Our opening scripture comes from Psalm 130, verses 1 through 8. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Let's pray. Father God, we love you mostly because you love us so well. We thank you for each one gathered here today. Open our hearts and minds to true worship that we might praise and honor you in fellowship with each other. Thank you for hearing our prayers and for loving us so well. In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening hymn of praise is number 2, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Please rise as you are able.
Praise his name.
Let us join together in our unison prayer of confession on the screen soon or in the bulletin. God our Father, as we sing your praises this morning, offering our songs of praise and our thoughts of wonder, in the blessing of this hour, we open our hearts and minds to you. We humbly confess our failure to submit our lives, our will, to you. We confess the struggles we have with our need to be in control. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and free us from our human ways, that we will acknowledge the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, tuning our hearts to sing thy grace. In his name, amen. Our words of assurance come from Hebrews 10. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. In response, hymn number 201, verse 1, Grace Greater Than Our Sin. Children's message.
Will all the children come forward, please? All right, Scott, come on up. I've often thought he'd grow up someday, but this fits perfect. All right. Today, I brought my llama. Oh, we have somebody coming. Okay, we'll wait just a second. Oh, I don't think so. Come on down. All right. Woo! You're pretty fast. Is your dad that fast?
Yeah.
Is he? Good. Okay. This is my llama, but he's got the blamas. Have you ever had the blamas?
Yeah.
Have you?
In here.
There and oh, in your fingers? Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you
here.
Oh.
I got three of them.
Oh man. That's rough. Oh, we're getting some more. Good.
More kids that we're going to take from here.
More kids. Yes, this is good. We like more kids. Hi, how are you guys? Well, when he gets the blamas, it's because he's really sad or just kind of depressed and bored.
Maybe Mommy can put a Band-Aid.
You think he needs a Band-Aid to make him better? Maybe. I've got a joke. Do you think if I tell him a joke, he'll get happier? Oh, somebody else has the blamas. Oh, bummer. We'll tell a joke. What animal is always at... Oh, yeah, you have out. Oh.
That came from the drain.
It came from the drain?
Yes, and the water grew up a little bit.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have to work so hard at your house. Wow. What animal is always at the baseball diamond?
Nothing. They don't live there.
A bat.
A bat.
Did that make you happy? No. Oh, still has the blamas. Oh. You're killing me here. Okay. How about if you hold the llama? Would you do that for me? Because I've got a little experiment here. And we're going to see if we can cheer up our llama. And I've got here some special water. Oh, and yeah. I think maybe that got shook around in the bag a little too much.
Llama loves it?
Oh, good. We're on a roll then. All right. Well, I'm going to drop some raisins in.
And then
kind of, you really are killing them. Wow. You are a smart guy, aren't you? Well, maybe not quite yet, because sometimes it takes a while to get over our blamas. But, oh, did you see that one bounce up? Kind of like he was dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, there went another one when I wasn't looking. Oh, do you know why they come up and they dance and come up to the top like that?
Yeah.
Oh, there went another one. Oh, look at those. Oh, good. Well, they've got these little air bubbles that attach to them, and that air bubbles brings them up to the top. Sometimes they come back down, and then they go up again. There's goes some more. And it's kind of like they got the llamas when they're down low. But then they get lifted up. Well, kind of like when we have Jesus in our hearts.
Yes.
He can bring us joy and make us happy. Sometimes we still get blamas, but sometimes we are happy with God being with us, that he takes care of us, and he chases those blamas away. So we can come to church, maybe Bible school and Sunday school, and be closer to God so that when we get the blamas, we know that God's there with us and can chase them away, okay? All right, can I have you hold that, all right? And we're gonna pray real quick, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for bringing us joy, chasing our blamas away. Help us to know that even when we do feel sad and blah, that you're there in our heart and you're walking by us each and every day. Amen. You know what? I've got a few raisins left here. Would anybody like a box of raisins?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. If I can tear that bag open a little better. All right. How about if I give you this? Would you like a box? Yeah, you can take a box. There you go. And you get some too. There you go. Thanks for coming up, guys. All right.
I get extra speed.
Yeah, extra speed. Okay.
That's Joanna. That's great. I know as children of God, we all need to hear that and be lifted up by Jesus. Thank you so much. We have some things that we wanted to pray for today. With those needs that you have, public and private needs, some of the needs of our congregation that are sick and struggling with cancer, different trials and different losses, those on our live stream that are not able to be with us today. We want to lift up all of these things in prayer, so let us pray together today. God, we are so thankful to gather together, Lord, to be lifted up by you. We need that in our lives, Lord, and we are desperate for you in all areas of our lives. Lord, for those in our congregation that are ill, Lord, we pray that you would bring healing to them. Those that are hurting and going through trials, Lord, we pray that you would make your presence known to them and comfort them. Lord, for those that are experiencing loss or other trials, things that are maybe not known to anyone else, Lord, we know that when we ask, we receive, Lord, and when we ask you to help us and we call out to you, Lord, whether that's an immediate thing or a delayed thing, Lord, we thank you that you're a good father to us and you help us. So we pray for all the different needs in the church. We also pray for Pastor Eric and his wife that they would have a wonderful vacation and be relaxed and be at peace, protect them and encourage them. Lord, all the unspoken things in our lives right now, Lord, we take this moment to quiet our hearts and just acknowledge our need for you and for you to help us, Lord. We are so grateful that you are a good father that knows our needs and you are quick to help us and love us. We pray all that in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray the Our Father together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the glory, and the glory. Amen.
As we prepare for the sermon scripture and its wisdom, let us rise as we're able, join together in singing number 349, Trust and Obey.